Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership mini podcast, where we share tips to empower leaders in the nonprofit world. I'm Michelle Malloy-Dillon, and I'm here with Janice Cunning, my colleague, and we're going to talk some more about conflict today.
Yeah. So Michelle, on the last episode, if people haven't listened yet, we talked about some journaling questions to uncover your own kind of perceptions and feelings about conflict. So if you haven't done that yet, we encourage you to go back and listen and do that work. And today we want to talk about a tip sheet that we're going to link to called A New Model for Healthy Conflict. And I think let's start, Michelle, by talking about, like, why would we want to have conflict at work?
Yeah, well, we don't always want to have conflict at work, and it happens all the time in big and little ways. And, you know, by the word conflict, what we're talking about here is disagreements. Like, how do we want to work together? How often do we want to meet together? How long should meetings be? How should we get this project done? You know, I mean, there's always different approaches that people have, and that can create some conflict. For sure.
Yeah. And I like to think about it. I think healthy conflict is around ideas, you know, and if you're sitting around a team meeting and trying to brainstorm and everybody's just agreeing, you're not really getting different perspectives. Like sometimes somebody does sort of need to play a role of saying, like, well, you know, just because we tried that last quarter and it didn't work doesn't mean it won't work again. Or, you know, like maybe they take on the voice of, you know, somebody within your organization who's not there, and they sort of try and take a stand for that person. So to me, that's important and healthy for creativity and new ideas. I think it gets unhealthy when conflict becomes personal. You know, like people actually feel marginalized, they feel attacked, they feel unsafe, you know, to speak out. That's the kind of conflict we don't want to have. But yeah, it would be very boring, and it would be hard to ever create something new in your organization if you never disagreed.
Absolutely. If there was someone to say, this is how we're going to do it, and everybody fell in line. Yeah, right. Yeah. I know. Absolutely. Yeah. So that's our goal here, is to encourage healthy conflict. And this model that we're talking about here today is based on Pat Lencioni's book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. It's a great book if you haven't read it. And in the book, he talks about a new model for healthy conflict, which is around accepting each other's ideas, even if they're different, finding alignment with what about those ideas you can align on, understanding that, and then either coming to an agreement or a disagreement around it, but truly spending some time understanding each other's viewpoint. And that's where the healthy part comes in.
Yeah. And I think, you know, in the world we live in, you sort of said on the last podcast, Michelle, how sometimes, you know, maybe you've pulled back a little bit because it does feel like there is a lot of conflict in the world. And part of what happens, and I think politics is just really a place where we see this a lot, is it's like, I think this, you think that. And that's the starting point, right? And so what I like about this model is it pulls back and says, like, no, there's actually two steps for even talking about really like what your belief is in the situation, right? Which is, like you said, like accepting, like, I have my views on something, you have your views on something, I appreciate you just as a human being, you know, a person in this world. And so that's the first step. And then I always think of alignment as, like sometimes when I talk to my clients about this, I'll say it's like creating something bigger than yourself. So if you and a colleague, for example, are having a conflict around something, it's like create something bigger than yourselves that sits like sort of off to the side. And instead of conflict is often like two people kind of going head to head. And instead it's like, what if we both turn and look at this other thing that we actually align on, which could be as simple as we believe in our organization, you know, or we want to raise money for the cause that we work for. And that just diffuses things, right? Like suddenly there's something more important than the differing opinions that you have. So let's do an example, Michelle, because this is very conceptual and perhaps hard for people to understand.
Yeah. So this is something real that we're going to demonstrate for our audience. And, you know, Janice and I have a bit of a disagreement on what our LinkedIn strategy meetings should be, or what, you know, what our LinkedIn strategy and how to come about it. So yeah, what's your viewpoint, Janice?
Well, so let's start, Michelle. I just want to say that I appreciate that we want to reach out to more people. Mm-hmm. Like we want to grow our audience, and you have been really willing to try a lot of different things over the last sort of 6 to 8 months with me to get to that goal. So I just want to appreciate that about you.
Oh, thank you, Janice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So,
and yeah. And what I appreciate about you is that you, you always create wonderful systems to make things happen and to move things forward. You're very clean and clear about that.
Yes, thank you.
And I love that about you.
That's my library school coming into
play.
Yeah,
it is. It's your inner librarian.
My graduate degree. It pops head up. Yeah. So what do you think? Like, let's sort of not get into the weeds right now about, you know, the strategy and the ways we're doing LinkedIn. Like, what to you is the purpose of us even engaging on LinkedIn?
Yeah, for me, it's about inviting in community into our fundraising leadership community to share resources so that people are aware of what we do out in the world. It's really an invitation.
Yeah. I totally align with that. Like that's a value we both share, like building community. And I think we both like building community, like in a very personal kind of way, like going out, having coffee with people, having lunch with people, you know, meeting mm-hmm. people at events. And this is another way for us to kind of step up and have a greater reach in terms of building community.
Yeah. Now for a while, Janice, you and I were meeting on a regular basis to sort of check in about our LinkedIn engagement and what we were trying out and what our strategies were. And I most recently have said, I don't want to have those meetings anymore.
Yeah.
So that's our area of sort of disagreement.
Which has been hard for me because I have not done very well at my goal since we stopped meeting. I noticed actually the other day, I was like, there was something important about having that check-in with you and the sort of the fun of like, you know, what happened and what did we learn? And so I do miss that. And it is having an impact where, opening up LinkedIn and kind of doing that work during the week is not as fun because I don't have the meeting with you coming up as like the treat at the end of it.
Well, I love hearing you talk about how it was like a treat for you, because I was looking at it like, oh my God, it's another thing to fit into the schedule, like another meeting. And you and I talk, we have a lot of meetings every week. So we have meetings about other things. And I was like, we've got enough in the calendar. But there's something about that treat that makes me feel like, oh, how could we build in a different kind of treat to also keep us accountable around our LinkedIn strategy?
Yes, I like that. I feel like I felt that with you, which I think I sort of gave you the out because I sensed it was burdensome for you, like fitting that in. And maybe it was too long or too often, or, you know, there's a way that we could maybe, I don't know if there's a way that we could just have maybe a little check-in thing, like a Google Doc or something where we just kind of like track the thing. And then we could have like a 10-minute just like celebration, like maybe instead of having it like a check-in, we have a celebration.
I like meeting. Actually, I love that. And we could have like a 15-minute celebration rather than what, I don't know how long we were meeting for, I can't remember, but like half hour, 45 minute, like check in.
Yes.
It felt like, have you done what you said you would do?
Yeah. So I love a celebration, you know, even if like you know, if it's every 2 weeks and you're like, I did one post, still get to celebrate it.
I that actually helps me a lot. And so lessening the time and making it a celebration, I could totally align around that.
Yeah. And I think finding a way maybe where for me, you don't even need to do this, but I think for me, the accountability of having somewhere where I have to kind of a like like say that I did things would be helpful. And I don't need to do that with you in person, but I can think about, I'll take responsibility for thinking about a way that I can maybe for myself create a little tracking sheet that I share with you, because I actually have that. I'm in an accountability group with another coach, and we've coached each other in the past. And there's sometimes things where I'll report, and she doesn't report because she doesn't need to. It doesn't make sense for her, but it makes sense for me to report to her.
Yes.
Whether she cares or not.
Yeah.
Feel great. Accountable for reporting. So why don't I take responsibility for finding a way to report out, which seems to be important for me getting it done, and then invite you to what do you think? Every once a month? To a celebration? Every 2 weeks?
I could do it every couple of weeks. Okay. Yeah. 15-minute thingy every couple of weeks. We'll look at our calendars after this call is done.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Michelle, for playing with me and helping us find a way.
Celebration. Yeah. So you got me all on board now.
Oh, that was good. Right. I mean, that was a real thing. Maybe not the biggest thing, but it was a little sticking point, you know, in our ways of doing things. And we didn't know where that was going to go. And honestly, that feels like a really, I'm excited that we're going to start doing them in a new way.
Yeah. So I feel totally different about that whole thing now. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So we invite you listeners to download the tip sheet, A New Model for Healthy Conflict. And like we said, like you don't have to start with the mountain. I mean, maybe pick something small.
Yeah.
and pick a colleague that you have, you know, a positive relationship with. And you know, invite them to try it. Like you can be transparent and say, I want to try this new model and, you know, pick something that feels safe and just see where it goes. Like Michelle and I said, we were both quite surprised and delighted where we got to. So
enjoy and explore, be curious together.
Yes. Goodbye.
This podcast is brought to you by Fundraising Leadership. We provide unique coaching and training programs that powerfully transform how you work in order to get results. Please subscribe if you haven't already, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. If you are enjoying the show, you can help us continue to bring thoughtful content with a monthly or annual contribution. This supports our production costs and keeps the show ad-free. Make a contribution today using the link in the show notes. Now, go put it into practice. Yeah.